Hello again. We'd like to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Paul Allison. Thank you for joining us for this week's message. Grab your Bibles and turn with me over to the book of Matthew in chapter 8. And we'll look at a few verses here. And the title of this week's message is The Master's Touch. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 1. When he was come down from the mount, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, and show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Now, there's quite a bit I want to talk about here, but I just want to touch on a couple of things just to get started. That last verse there, when he said, See thou tell no man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest. Now, that was a commandment. If somebody was under the law of Moses, if somebody was a leper and they were cleansed, there was a specific sacrifice that they were to go through. And, of course, if you'll read your Bible, you get over to Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. You'll see all these things that are, the ceremony of the law and the things that are clean and unclean, what you can and can't eat. And then there was things about purifying and if somebody had some type of uncleanness, including leprosy, and it was real specific about the leprosy and if someone was cleansed, the type of offering they were supposed to bring. And that's what Jesus was doing. He didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. Now, also he said, See thou tell no man, here in verse 4, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest. The scripture said he didn't strive nor cry. It said a bruised reed, he didn't break, or a smoking flax, he did not quench. And like I said, didn't make himself no reputation. He come to glorify the Father. He was on earth on a particular mission at this time. It wasn't to establish the kingdom and sit on the throne today, but he's coming back to do that, and I believe shortly. But he was here to be the sacrifice for man's sin. He was the Lamb of God on this trip. And now, when it said he'd come down from the mountain, this is right after he'd preached to the people on what's commonly referred to as a Sermon on the Mount. And it said a great multitude followed him. Now, in verse 2, there's a whole lot in this little verse, and I want to go over it with you. It says, And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt now, he didn't say if you can, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He didn't say if you can, will you? He said, if you will, I know you can. He, that's what he was saying. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And it said he worshipped him. The first and most important thing that this leper done was confess Jesus as Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, that gets you through the door right there. Jesus said, I am the door, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man can come to the Father except for through and by me. He is the door, and he confessed him as Lord. And that's what got him access. You've got to surrender to Jesus' lordship. And he confessed him. He said, if you'll confess me before man, I'll confess you before the Father. Lord. See, he worshipped him. First thing he done that was expressing his lordship. He's saying, Lord, if thou wilt. Now that is something else, very important. He was submitting himself to the will of the Lord. We've got to submit ourselves to the will of the Lord. We've got to be willing to go according to what His will is and not our own self-will. Surrender to His lordship. He confessed Him as Lord, and then he surrendered to His will. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Now that's faith. He knew he could. Like I said there just a minute ago, he didn't say, if you can. He said, if you will. So he was smitten. He wasn't doing anything other than making a humble, childlike request. if you will, thou canst make me clean. He did something else right there. He expressed faith by saying, thou canst. He knew he could. He said, make me clean. He acknowledged his need. He acknowledged his uncleanness. You've got to get clean with God. You've got to come clean by acknowledging your need and your need of cleansing. Now, that's a whole lot right there in that one verse. Look at that. He accepted him and confessed him as Lord. And he surrendered to his will and expressed the faith that he had in him. That he believed, he knew he could do this. And he also confessed his need and expressed his need of cleansing. And look what it got him. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. There's a whole lot happened right here. Jesus obviously answered every one of his desires and prayers right there with just a very simple act. He did something that this poor leper probably hadn't done, had happened to him in a long time since he was pronounced unclean and diagnosed with leprosy. Under the law of Moses, he was to be quarantined and not to have human contact with anybody because if they approached him, he was to cry out to them, unclean, unclean, and he was to cover himself. And if anybody touched him, that would make them be unclean. There was a lot of things. If you touched anybody with any type of uncleanness, that would make you unclean until the evening. You'd have to wash yourself with water and be unclean to the evening according to the law of Moses. And thank the Lord, we're not under the law of Moses. We're under the law of Christ or the perfect law of liberty. What is that? He said to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. And his second commandment is likened to it. Namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He said on these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophets. That's what he answered whenever they asked him, what's the great commandment? Paul said, love is a fulfilling of the law. So, you think about this. Nobody had, he hadn't had no human contact in a long time. Not a handshake, not a pat on the back, not a hug from a family member. No type of human contact whatsoever other than just verbalizing. But Jesus, look what he did. He put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Oh, what a reversal of things. Anybody that maybe along the way had accidentally touched him since he had been diagnosed with leprosy, then all of a sudden they were unclean and they had to go through the process of washing themselves with water and waiting until sunset before they could be pronounced clean again. And of course they probably was hoping that they hadn't contracted the leprosy to themselves, seeing how the stuff was contagious. But see, there's a different kind of touch here. It's the Master's touch. Woo! Hallelujah! It's the Master's touch because when Jesus touches you, you become clean. So instead of Jesus touching someone with leprosy and Jesus becoming unclean, that was impossible. Oh, but look what happened when Jesus reached out and he touched this man that had confessed him as Lord and had submitted himself to his will. Hallelujah! And expressed that faith and acknowledged his need. Immediately he was cleansed. So instead of Jesus becoming unclean, which was impossible that Jesus would be unclean, instead of Jesus becoming unclean, the leper became clean, thoroughly healed and clean. That's the difference in the Master's touch. There's an old song, it's more of a recitation, and you, some of you may have heard it before. There's an auction and there's an old dusty fiddle that, you know, was out of tune, and the auctioneer got up and didn't get very many bids on it. Just real low bids and nobody really wanted it. And the elder gentleman came walking up from the back and he took that fiddle in his hand and he began to tune it. And he took the bow, and he played a beautiful melody. And all of a sudden the bids from the crowd started going up, up, way up. And someone was puzzled, a bystander. And they didn't understand what had happened. And later after the auction, I believe maybe they asked someone, maybe even the auctioneer. They said, what just happened there? What made the difference in the value of that fiddle, that violin? And the answer was, the master's touch. Oh, see, we're like this leper. Before I got born again, I was unclean. I was soiled with sin, with wickedness of this world. Oh, but on March 19th, 1989, just like that leper, oh, I come to the realization of the Lordship of Jesus. And I confessed Him and accepted Him as my Lord. And I asked Him to forgive me of my sins. Hallelujah. And He reached down and He touched my heart with His loving hand. And His Holy Spirit flooded my soul. And I became a clean vessel. Not nothing of my own, but it was His miraculous touch that done it for me. I received the Master's touch and become a born-again Christian. I was a new creature in Christ. Old things passed away, behold, all things become new. And I've not been the same since. And I've seen many others since then get the Master's touch. I've seen men that were alcoholics, and men that were on drugs, that whenever Jesus touched them, they were completely and thoroughly delivered from the bondage of that addiction. Now, I really question it. These people, they say they got saved, but they stayed addicted. Listen, when Jesus called Lazarus out of the grave, I'd say you could have checked his pulse and his blood pressure, his temperature, his respiration, everything. His vital signs would have been, I believe, just right on line. I don't believe he'd come out of there with the same sickness that put him in that grave. He come out of there made whole. Why? He had the Master's touch. Jesus didn't even have to physically touch him. He just spoke the word. But here he touched this leper. That leper hadn't felt a human touch since his diagnosis. And anybody that did happen to touch him, it was a negative experience for the person because they become unclean. Oh, but that didn't happen to Jesus. He touched the leper, and instead of Jesus becoming unclean, the leper became clean. Woo, hallelujah. Think about that. Jesus wants to touch you. He wants to help you. He wants to cleanse you. But you got to do the same thing that this leper did. He first and foremost accepted Him as Lord and confessed Him as Lord. He didn't just have it in his head, but he had it in his heart. And when it's in your heart, you'll confess it with your mouth. It said, the Scripture said in Romans 10, what saith it? The Word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the Word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. It goes on down. Now listen, and in that same chapter, and it tells us, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. You got to have that faith. You've heard this through the Word of God. You've heard the preaching. You've heard about Jesus. You've heard about the crucifixion. You've heard about the resurrection. You've heard that He is the Son of God. You've got to accept that and accept Jesus as your Lord, just like this leper did. Lord. That one word, He did so much for him. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it said, no man can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Whenever you got enough faith in your heart to truly believe that Jesus is Lord, the Holy Spirit will move in and immediately testify of Him, and you'll verbalize it, and you'll confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. That's what this leper did. Lord, if Thou will. Oh, the will of the Lord was what mattered to him. If Thou will, Thou canst make me clean. He was willing to go with what God's will was. If Thou will, Thou can. He knew he could. What faith he expressed. If Thou will, Thou canst make me clean. Make me clean. He acknowledged his uncleanness. Oh, you've got to come to the realization you have a need. And when you bring that need to Jesus, He'll meet the need. This man needed cleansing from leprosy, an affliction of his flesh. But I believe the same thing was going on in his heart too. Now you may not have a physical ailment bothering you, but everybody has a soul in need of Jesus. And if you've never been born again, you need to confess Jesus as your Lord verbally. Call on Him. And He will touch you. You will receive the Master's touch and be made clean. Listen, like I was talking about my own testimony. There I was, I was in church for a long time, claimed to be a Christian. I wasn't saved. The Lord tried to deal with me about it, and I just hardened my heart to it because of pride. But that night that I got saved, the preacher was preaching, and I began to make excuses, and the Lord seemed fit to cut off every excuse that I tried to make. And it just almost like the very thought, I'd think, well, I've did this and I've did that. And that preacher quoted, that our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God. See, our own self-righteousness ain't good enough. If we could have been good enough on our own, then Jesus wouldn't have to die on the cross for our sins. The Scripture says that if righteousness were by the works of the law, then Christ is dead in vain. It wouldn't have been necessary for Him to go to the cross if we could have done it ourselves. But that's proof of how inadequate our own efforts was, that He was willing to go to that extreme and suffer and bleed and die on an old rugged cross for my sins and for your sins. He paid a debt for us that we couldn't pay ourselves. He didn't owe it, but He paid it. And then, His righteousness, when we believe on Him, covers us. We're robed in His righteousness. That righteousness of God, which is by faith in Christ, that's the only righteousness we'll ever have that's acceptable in the eyes of God. How do you get that? By the Master's touch. You got to call on Jesus. Like this leper did, Lord, if Thou will, Thou can make me clean. Oh, and I know what the answer will be. Jesus will reach out to you, and He'll touch you, and immediately you'll be clean. See, this leper, he was quarantined. And nobody could touch him without becoming unclean. And I'd say the crowd may have kind of been startled when this leper approached Jesus. I'd say they stepped back. They thought, oh, we can't touch him. He's a leper. But he approached Jesus by faith and called on Jesus. Lord, if Thou will, Thou can make me clean. And Jesus probably shocked every one of them. I wouldn't doubt some of them may have thought, oh, don't touch him, you'll be unclean. They wasn't no chance of that. They were probably startled to see Jesus make physical contact with this leper. And He said, I will, be thou clean. And I'd say immediately before their eyes, they seen His flesh heal. And that had to be miraculous. I'd say a lot of them had seen that, probably talked about it the rest of their days, what they saw with their eyes. Say, I seen Jesus touch that man. His flesh was eat up with sores. You could smell the stench of that sickness on that man. But when Jesus touched him, all of a sudden he was made whole. His flesh looked normal as anybody's. The stench was gone. The man was healed, completely healed. You can just imagine them telling that to their neighbors and maybe to their children and grandchildren years later. I saw Jesus cleanse that leper. Jesus didn't become unclean. But when the Master touched the leper became clean. I'd say it's miraculous. But it's not as miraculous as a born-again experience. If you've never been born again, you can get the Master's touch now. As I received the Master's touch March 19th of 1989, I called on Jesus for mercy and asked Him to save me and forgive me my sins, wanted Him to be my Lord and Savior. He gladly touched me and made me clean. Maybe you're there today and you just feel the Lord knocking at your heart. Won't you just say, Lord, save me. Make me clean. Forgive me. Call on Him. Just say, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me, a sinner. And He will. Ask Him to save you and forgive you. It ain't how fancy you pray it, it's how sincere you pray it. Call on Jesus and let Him make you clean today. That'll only happen with the Master's touch. It'll only happen when Jesus touches your heart and soul. And it'll only happen when you call on Him. Please do that today before it's everlasting too late. And until next time, be ye therefore ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.